What's up, everybody? Welcome to a rainy day. Greg Wayne in the car as we drive to work earlier than usual, 8:20 in the morning. I am shooting in, of course, to take over on the Marathon Starfield stream. My shift today is 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. I believe we have already guaranteed that that will happen, that that will go. Oh, yeah, we have that for sure. Mike, at 9 a.m., that will be 24 hours of streaming Starfield. Of course, I jumped in during XCast yesterday to play for him. Mike's an insane man who has been going nonstop, burning it out for the Xbox out there. I am excited to jump in, see where the game is at. I glanced at it this morning, saw what some of the missions he was running. I was like, okay. But I'm excited to get in there and see what's up and just play Starfield with y'all, man. Get on that Twitch stream. Of course, yesterday there was no Gregway. Again, I think I've been pretty great about giving you some big-ass Gregways lately. Y'all have seemed to really enjoy them. And when I say that, I actually don't know. I get very little feedback on Gregways. I know that they're watched, but I get very little feedback. So I assume you're happy with the content. If there's ever a way to make a Gregway better, you sound off in the comments and let me know what you'd rather see from these. But right now, just driving into work. Excited. You know, it's funny. We reviewed Starfield yesterday. We had the stream. We had the video. We had the TikTok. I have a TikTok going up today about the side mission you can't miss. I urge everyone to watch it. It would spoil a side mission for you, but you might also never get this side mission. You might also have it and think, why would I ever do this side mission? It's definitely worth watching if you're a big nerd like me. But it's hilarious, right? Like, last night I got home and, you know, obviously Jen's at PAX, so I got home, relieved the nanny, then I took over with Benny. Got him fed, made a bunch of chicken wings. Made a bunch of chicken wings, some corn on the cob for him, big fan of that. I had something else going, French fries, then he had a peach, yada. Anyways, got him to bed, and then, you know, after a day of nonstop playing Starfield, talking about Starfield, making content about Starfield, I went downstairs and played more Starfield. You know, I'm in my New Game Plus run. It's very nice to be able to talk. I still won't spoil anything, don't get me wrong. We're a ways out from that. But in a New Game Plus run here, just going down there and really, like, cool. Like, I didn't feel like... I did not play Starfield for review like I had a gun to my head. I was actually shocked that I beat it. I did not... Or I rolled credits, I should say. I was actually not, like, for... Oh, man, for when we sit down to do the review, I have to have rolled credits on Starfield. I have to. It was just that it naturally kind of happened where I got interested in the main quest, and that's what took me that way. And again, like we talked about in the review, this game works best as a role-playing game where you go, okay, this is the headcanon I have for my character. What would they do? Why would they do this? What would motivate them? Yada, yada, yada. And so, like, there's a motivating kick in the ass, I feel, for the main quest where I was like, this is what Becky Lynch would do right now. And so now to be, you know, doing New Game Plus here, it's like, cool, what would my character be doing right now? And it is very much like, last night I just stayed in Aquila City. If you haven't played Starfield, it's like the second town you go to, and that might not be correct for everybody. I think it was for me, though. Maybe even the first, like outside of the one you have to go to. I forget. Anyways, though, you go there super early. And so I got there, and I very much, you know, did the quests, not even the main quest, but the quest that I was there to do, and the little side quest I got, and then it moved me the next thing, you know, the story is just like, the story will take you wherever you want to let it take you, right? If you follow the breadcrumbs. But last night, for the first time, you know what I mean? Again, like, more than 40 hours in this game, done a whole bunch of stuff, right? I took a quest in Aquila City that was, oh man, go outside the gate and figure out why this thing isn't working. I was like, all right, I went and did that. You know, cleaned everybody's fucking clock. I'm amazing at this game. And then, you know, I did the scanner, and I was like, oh, well, over there's an unknown thing. And I was like, well, you know, like an unknown outpost or whatever it was. And I was like, all right, let's go check that out. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't do that much in that game. One of my initial criticisms of Starfield, I think, was that I missed the Fallout. I'm wandering, and I don't know what's over that next corner. And I feel like Fallout gave you those ideas inside of the main quest, right? All right, cool. I'm here in Maryland, and I'm going to go over there to Virginia, and it's all the way over there. I don't have any fast travel points yet because I'm just starting, so I'm going to walk. And on the walk there, you meet a bunch of different people. You get into a bunch of different fights. You die. You find new, you know, blah, blah, blah. Whereas I really do feel Starfield, at least the way I played it on that first playthrough, was land in a city, go to the mission, and pick up side quests as I go, right? Like, I would pick up things that people are saying or doing or whatever. Do the mission that had brought me there, and then usually open up Star Map, you know, fast travel to the next planet or whatever, like, you know, shoot off of my ship or whatever, which was good and fast and like keeps it moving at a pace. But last night, without, you know, a concern, just to be out there and be like, what's over there? What is that? Oh, there's a cave over there. And like, these weren't like monumental finds. I think I did find some cool stuff in the outpost. I shot some people, you know what I mean? But like, it wasn't like something game changing for me, right? Whereas going off into the cave, it was nothing. There was like nothing in that cave or whatever. There's some monsters, I think, but, or aliens or whatever. Bugs. There were bugs. But again, it's like, okay, cool. I just wandered around. I just wandered around the town. You know, one of the things we've talked about is how piss poor local navigation is. I still stand by that. But as I said in the review, I do feel that they did it on purpose because they want you to go and be like, oh, there's that one shop where I got that quest, which means around that corner is the medical thing, and over there is, you know, Missy T's or whatever the fucks. And so, like, I don't personally love that. I think it'd be cool if you could do that and still have a local map, and the local map fills it as you do it. But last night there was a lot of that, of like, oh, I never went down here. Oh, that's interesting. This door goes to the well or whatever. Okay, blah, 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 blah. Like, and I found a bunch of side quests and people to talk to and goofy stuff to do. And, like, I spent 2 hours just bumming around Aquila City. You know, not even purposeless. The purpose was to take it in and see what's up and find stuff. And I found stuff and did stuff, and I think that's really, really cool. And like, it's gonna be interesting. Like, I'm very motivated to keep playing Starfield, but already, I mean, like, yet, like, the last 2 days have been ridiculous with review codes, early codes for stuff. No Spider-Man, nothing like that. But I mean, like, stuff where like, oh shit, already, fuck, okay. So it's really like, I feel like, honestly, the work side of me feels like I can give myself today with Starfield, and 10 hours of Starfield on Mike's save is going to be pretty great. Go home and probably start something for review for PS I Love You next week. And then I go on vacation after that, but there's another game coming in, I know, that next week for review. Do that while I'm on vacation. Then there's a bunch of different indies and like little experiences. Like, I still want to play Goodbye Volcano High. Ladies and gentlemen, breaking news. Tim Geddes wants to call me, so I'm going to end this Gregway abruptly. I mean, everything's fine. He just wants to talk to me before a morning meeting, before I start streaming Starfield. So until next time, it's been my pleasure to serve you.